Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our Canvas Rebel podcast, talking about social media, marketing, growth, and branding. If you listened in 2023, you know that is what my background is in. That's what I went to school for, something I could talk about all day and night. I'm so passionate about it, and I'm very excited to have three entrepreneurs here with me today who are just as passionate about the marketing and branding world that we live in. So let's dive right in with some introductions.
Yeah, 100%. My name is Roberto. I am a brand strategist and website designer. I am based off Tampa, Florida, Sunshine State. Love it here. I went full-time in my business just last year, so I'm still pretty new at this. But, you know, I spent most of my 20s in the finance business. Now, I love numbers. I do love numbers, but eventually it got kind of boring. And I wanted something, you know, a little more exciting. Around my passion that I really love to do. I usually work with small to medium sized service-based businesses. And I usually help these entrepreneurs pretty much raise their prices by elevating their brand or their website so that they can attract the right clientele that they want to attract.
Yeah, super cool.
Well, I'm on the south side of Roberto. I'm in Miami, Florida. My name is Anita Davila. I'm with AD Social. It's a small digital marketing agency, boutique-ish, in which I service small to mid-sized businesses and everything that has to do with digital marketing, predominantly with a focus on social media, because that it's really the demand and the need out there with businesses. And then I create content with that in mind, but knowing that we live in a digital space ecosystem, so we have to have different touch stones in order to follow the customer journey, so to speak. I'm extremely passionate. I'm actually recording myself.
Oh, love that. Okay, right on.
on my phone here.
Because
we live in a multi-screen world where we're recording or we're consuming. So, a lot of people confuse me and they think I'm an influencer, and I'm saying, no, I'm not an influencer.
Oh.
Corporate interview, or you want to do a user generated home cooking, do it yourself type of video for social.
Amazing. I lost a little bit of Wi-Fi there for a second. I don't know if that cut out on anyone else's end, but I still heard you great. So
nice.
That's why we have the editing team to cut out the little parts, but beautiful. I'm happy to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm Joshua Maddox. I own a digital agency called 95 Visual. We're a full service digital agency, everything from website design, content creation, social media strategy, sort of the whole gamut. I'm based north of Los Angeles. And so for anyone who knows recent weather patterns, we've experienced weather.
Yeah. Also, it's very early in the morning there. Thank you for waking up so early to join this episode.
That's right.
I'm typically in the office by 7, so you're good.
Oh, impressive.
So been in business about 16 years, and really just love helping business owners sort of move their digital strategy in one part or another forward.
Awesome. Amazing. Well, you're all very passionate about what you do. I can hear that just from the brief 2 or 3 minute intros, which is very exciting. Let's dive in and talk a little bit about trends for 2024. What will the world of social media marketing and branding expect to see in the coming months?
Ooh, I mean, there has been a lot of changes already in late 2023 that has pushed everything forward. But I think obviously we all know AI is not going anywhere. ChatGPT, sometimes some people love it, some people don't. But it is definitely a nice aid for business owners, in my opinion. I also think, obviously, video content is not going anywhere. That's obviously number one. And I think the most important thing in regards to branding, I think a lot of businesses that come to me are now asking about influencers, just like Anita said, micro influencers. Now they're looking at, hey, who's going to promote my business? Can I get someone from social media to, you know, use my product, my seasonings, my whatever it is? And I think that's, we're going to see more of the micro influencers coming in. That's my opinion of my crystal ball.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think to piggyback on that a little bit, I think we're gonna see a huge uptick in platforms. There's one that I recently saw that literally a business can plug in their website, it scrapes their website content, and then creates a 12-month AI-generated social media calendar and just automatically posts their social media for 12 months, wow. Which is just insane. The problem is, like, at one point, AI is incredible with what it can do, but on the flip side, like, it's an advanced autocomplete. So if 50 different plumbers all do the same thing, it's going to provide a very similar outcome. Now, at the same element, if you're a plumbing business and your service area is a pinpoint plus 15 miles, then does it really matter if an LA-based and an, you know, Arizona and a Texas and a Florida-based ones all have similar content? Not necessarily, you know, but I think really where we're going to see some push, you know, in the next year is with a lot more video. We're seeing, you know, a lot of platforms are, you know, just continuing to push that, but then also a lot more authentic content.
Yes,
a lot more. And honestly, this is where I think so many business owners struggle with is being okay with being in front of a customer. They have no problem doing it in person, but as soon as you flip a camera on, all of a sudden
they freeze.
Words don't work anymore.
Definitely. I would agree with that comment that you made, that once you flip the camera on, they get kind of like, you know, deers in the headlights, so to speak. One thing that I don't know if you guys have noticed, but, you know, talking about authenticity in social media, I get very frustrated because sometimes if you have a client that has experience with traditional marketing, let's say television or radio or print advertising, you know, everything is so glossy in the page. Everything is so well edited and scripted on video. And that's the antithesis of what social media is about. You know, it's about being authentic. And, you know, sometimes I get a little bit like pushback at certain clients. They're like, well, it's not really like that flawless. There's like mistakes. I'm like, you want to have those mistakes. You want it to be kind of like somebody walking, you know, in your face, because it's about authenticity, you know. And then they send me, let's say, things from that they did. They're like, oh, I got someone to do this, you know, video, and this agency did it. And then I'm like, no, I cannot use that on social media. That's for like, you know, because it's a two-way conversation. You want to be able to make comments. You want to engage your audience. And even though we've come a long way, I find it, I don't know, with other people when talking about that, we're looking into the future for it to be authenticity. which I don't think AI chatbots can create or AI can create. Yeah. You know, so that's where we as marketers come in and give us, again, that user-generated push, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't replace the human touch. As amazing as AI is, nothing will take away from having somebody who can help you create that content or help you develop your brand, and also support you alongside that journey too. Like, AI isn't going to be cheering you on when you have a huge business win because of a viral post or you close this deal with an amazing new client. AI is not going to be there to say good job and congratulations and pat you on the back. Maybe in the future, who knows? But that's actually a really great segue into my next question. What are the benefits of hiring a marketing professional to support you versus just trying to do it on your own or using AI?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot in the last year. I think last year I started actually outsourcing and actually got myself a lead gen and stuff like that. Because again, when you're in your own field, you tend to have almost like a tunnel vision, even though you may think that you have, you know, outside of the box ideas and stuff, but sometimes you get stuck on that tunnel vision. So I think, you know, the one thing that was great about hiring like a lead gen that I did last year was it gave me a fresh perspective, right? Yep. They have new ideas. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know it. And it would be the most simplest thing that I could have thought of, but my headspace wasn't in that moment. Yeah. And then obviously the tools that they use, the software that they use, right? I'm like, oh, this is an easier software that would make my life 10 times easier when looking at prospects or, you know, or even just organizing my own, you know, business. So I think that's where outside sources can help you, definitely help you in. But yeah.
Well, I would like to probably, I think one of the biggest pluses of hiring, outsourcing your digital marketing is the fact that with digital, you could actually be able to track it. You could see the performance. You can see the results. You can see what's working, what's not working. And, you know, especially if you have someone like us, like Robert and Joshua, who have been at this for a while and can go behind underneath the hood and see what the results are. And it's not about, you know, you post and pray. It's like the era of praying is over. It's about looking at your data, looking at what's working, optimizing that. In other words, creating more of that and seeing that your great idea is not getting any engagement and you're going to have to trash it. Sorry to hurt your feelings, creative person, but your great idea is not doing anything for you know, our target audience. So you're not going to get that with, you know, someone who, unless they have in-house, which it could be very expensive because then you have to pay for, you know, employee benefits, et cetera, et cetera.
Salary, taxes.
Salary, you know. and so you're better off with outsourcing it. And I say it's creative data, basically looking at data that informs your creative. It's what are the results instead of the other way around of just creating something and throwing it out there.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
And that's what a lot of people do, you know?
Yeah. I think one of the things for us is that, you know, from a sales process, when I'm talking with a new prospect, is we're sitting outside of your business. We're looking at five other companies in your industry, sort of what they're doing, what the trends are, that type of stuff. And then having the insights of like, cool, I can log into my Google, you know, our Google Ads portal or our Facebook Ads portal, and I can see, oh, look, everybody's cost per click across five different industries has gone up 20%. Yeah. Something's going on with the platform, especially when you get around elections. And if you don't need to advertise during election season, just turn them off. You're going to spend five times the amount per click. It's insane. And just having that insight, like knowing what's going on there.
Yeah.
And I'll relate it to like the aspect, if you've ever seen the movie Holes, you dig a hole in the ground and that's your business.
Yep.
And time, when you're head down in that hole, you don't know that there's clouds on the horizon. You don't know that there's whatever. And an agency sort of sits above all that and can sort of monitor 50 different businesses and sort of see all of those at once and let everybody know that there's a cloud on the horizon, rather than you trying to, you know, you're digging in the hole at the bottom. Like, for you to come up, you know, stop doing what you're doing, take that time to climb up the ladder, you know, to sort of have that oversight look. And in reality, when customers are lined up at the door, you're not going to.
Right. Yeah. Very well said. Well, my final question before we wrap up for today, tell me about a particularly memorable campaign or project that you have worked on and what made it so special or successful.
I have one.
Yeah, go for it.
Sorry, Robert. So I was working with a client that is a sailing club, and they promote their summer camp for, you know, children, you know, 7 to 12 years old. And being the storyteller that I am, I, with my handheld phone, of course, I video one of the campers, and and what I did is just like follow him throughout the day during a sailing club. And I got to also do a little bit behind the scenes with the mom telling me about her child. Okay. Aww. Well, in the interview about with the mom shared that her son, because I asked her, how has sailing camp helped your child? Like, what are the benefits of sailing? And she said, well, he is doing really well at schoolwork. He has dyslexia and it's helped him with his dyslexia. And I was like, really? That's interesting. So as the you know, the story, she told me, you know, pretty much the whole little situation with him with how it's improved. When I went to create the video, I used very emotional music as the background. I can't remember the song, but it was like with a child's voice in the background. And I interviewed the mother, and she, you will hear the mother talk about her son, and you'll see that the boy doing his different things, you know. So it's cool because you're becoming, you know, you're getting to know this child, right? And you see him doing really well in the selling. Well, once I wrapped that up and I posted it on a social, I shared it to groups of moms with children with dyslexia. And it was everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe that sailing can help my child's dyslexia. And so, you know, it just opened up. It made me realize that you need to be very niche sometimes. You need to look at a target. You can't just be so broad. Sometimes you need to create, it taught me a lesson to create content that's very specialized sometimes.
Yep. I love that.
Because then that translates. It didn't, I mean, it got a lot of views, but I've done other things that gotten a lot of views, but it translated into people signing up.
Yep.
And it was heartwarming. I mean, that was really nice to me that I potentially that video is helping another parent with their child problems.
That's awesome. We'll have to connect offline so I can watch this video. That's super special.
Yeah, I want to watch the video too. but yeah, it's crazy that you said that, because the greatest thing is that when it's nice to see the numbers and it's nice to see all this stuff, but when you actually feel connected and you feel like you're actually helping a community or, you know, mothers or stuff like that, it becomes like, oh my God, you know, I was a part of this. I was, oh wow. It's what wonder that I've, you know, oh my God, I can't speak today. How wonderful was it that I was able to connect with other people? So that's amazing. And it is nice to niche down. You know, the one thing that's great about, you know, what we do is that we can work with so many different industries and help so many different people. And I think that's wonderful. I know I work with real estate agents, hospitality to like wellness centers, mom and pop. So it's pretty awesome. There isn't one specific one because I feel like everything's my baby.
I get that.
I feel like every little project has that one thing that you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
100%. Yes.
It's all good. It's all wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's the fun part of the industry. You know, you see agencies that niche down super specific, and all they work with is, you know, hire replacement shops. And it's like, have fun at the next 10 years of your life. Like, that's all you're doing is marketing that one service. Like, you're not learning anything new. I mean, yes, there's new trends and new stuff, but like, overall, like, I think that's the cool part with, you know, sort of an agency aspect is, you know, you get to learn so much about so many different businesses, which is really interesting. For us, I think for me, like, we have a wins channel in Slack. And anytime we get an email or a text message or a message from a client, we'll screenshot it and drop it in Slack. It makes finding testimonials a lot easier once the project's all done. But it also, like, just on a regular basis, like, stuff gets dropped in there from the team and stuff, which is really, really nice to just sort of see that when you get off a call and a client's like, I really don't like the direction the mock-up's going. And you're just like, oh, but so-and-so loves their new site. Like, that's nice. Yeah. For us, I think one of the biggest ones was we had, we'd taken on a client right as Facebook changed the Facebook Messenger rules for businesses, and then where they couldn't respond just anytime they wanted, they had to respond within 24 hours. And this client had literally built their whole entire business, like, their lead gen system was off of Facebook Messenger. Like, and so they went overnight, basically just unplugged their inflow. And they had, I think at the time, two salespeople. And so being able to pivot that and then get them to the spot where I'm getting text messages from the owner saying, how do we slow down new leads? Like, how do we get less of them?
Wow.
And I'm like, great. That's a good problem to have. Like, we can turn the dial. We can turn the dial down. Turning the dial down is easy.
Yeah.
And then now they're at a sale, you know, they've doubled their sales team, and, you know, it's nice to be able to sort of see those types of aspects. And then, you know, we'll get a text message from them and they're like, hey, you know, we could use some more leads over the next, you know, week or so. And literally, just because we've got their marketing to a point where it's just so dialed in, you can literally just adjust a few elements. And all of a sudden, typically within a few hours, they see a ramp up in the number of leads that are coming in, which is, it's cool. It's cool to watch that.
Yeah, definitely. Amazing. What a cool world we live in where it's, you can just adjust that, dial it back as needed. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool.
Thank you all so much for joining me today. I'm feeling fired up after this conversation. Like, this was very interesting to me. And I'm just so excited to see what the rest of this year has in store for each of you. I know it's going to be filled with lots of amazing clients and incredible testimonials and all the leads in the world. And thank you all so much.
Thank you, Madison.
Thank you.